listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk about the greatness of God's work when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I'm going to read you from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, where Paul is praying that the Ephesian Christians, and that all believers actually, would know, and I'm going to pick it up here at verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. In this passage from Ephesians, Paul prayed a powerful prayer, longing that God's people would know several things. He wanted God's people to know the hope of his calling, to know the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints, and to know how great the power of God is towards us who believe. As Paul described this great power, he told us that it is the mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead. If the death of Jesus is the supreme demonstration of the love of God, then the resurrection of Jesus is the supreme demonstration of his power. We could say that the resurrection is really all about power. The essence of the cross is love, but love without power isn't enough. It's noble, it might be well-intentioned, but it isn't enough. We need both love and power, and the resurrection is a demonstration that the God of self-giving love is also full of power. Think of what happened when Jesus rose from the dead. What would we have seen if we could have been in Jesus' tomb at the exact moment of resurrection? Would we have seen his eyes open and look around? And after a few deep breaths, he sits himself up and then begins struggling out of his grave clothes like Houdini trying to escape from a straitjacket? No, not at all. Instead, and I'm just supposing here, but perhaps in a brilliant flash of light, we would have seen the dead body of Jesus transformed and virtually vaporize out of the grave clothes. Something perhaps along the lines of the way that a body was transported on the old Star Trek television series. The molecules would alter and the person could pass through a solid object and then reassemble themselves into a solid person. We know that Jesus could do something like this after his resurrection. He could miraculously appear in a room that had all the doors locked and the windows shut. Yet he was no phantom. He had a real flesh and bone body. This mighty power that raised Jesus goes even beyond his resurrection. It's the same power that raised him to the heavens after his resurrection, raising him above all demonic foes and over every potential enemy in every time. This power that raised Jesus from the dead and lifted him to the heavens, this same power is for those who believe. What can we say about this power? Well, number one, this power is greater than the worst evil and harm of humanity. Jesus was subjected to the very worst in mankind when he was crucified, yet this mighty power of the resurrection enabled him to triumph over it all. No matter how bad man is, God is greater. Secondly, this power brings healing. When Jesus rose from the dead, he no longer suffered from his wounds, even though they were still present with him. The power of resurrection is a healing power. Third, this power is toward something, or maybe I should say toward someone, because in Ephesians it says, toward us who believe. You see, we might think that this power is towards us who do this or do that or who have achieved some kind of high spiritual mystical place. But no, it's power towards those who simply believe. And then fourth, this power is for continued living, not just for a one-time experience for resurrection. The power was not only to raise Jesus from the dead, but to raise him permanently above every enemy and spiritual foe. It was an abiding power, not a one-time experience that ended when it was over. No, the wonderful truth that Paul tells us here in Ephesians chapter 1 is that resurrection power is here for us now, not just for when we die. And God wants the same power that raised Jesus from the dead to live in us today. It is toward us who believe. So, believe it and receive it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.